CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own webpage and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 23rd of August, 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Nominate a new DXer for G5RP Trophy. Latest online RSGB convention news. Vacancies on important RSGB committees. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award isn't limited to youngsters or newly licensed, it's open to anyone who's recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDX and want to recommend someone to be awarded the trophy for 2020, now's the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who's made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show for it, for example, a good total of new countries worked or some serious HFD expedition activity. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenshields, G4FSU, by email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive no later than 25th of September. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday the 10th of October, the RSGB will be putting on two streams online for everyone to enjoy. In an introduction to... we have Kevin, G0PEK, and Lauren, 2E0HLR, talking about youngsters using amateur radio and combining it with other activities such as cycling, hiking, canoeing, kayaking. In the Learn More About... stream, the popular RSGB convention lecturer Jim Bacon, G3YLA, will be talking about VHF propagation and weather. Jim will describe the processes behind compiling the GB2RS propagation bulletin. He'll look at weather forecasting, tropospheric propagation, rain scatter, and how to identify suitable candidates from forecast charts as well as sporadic E and its relationship to weather. He'll highlight more lectures in the coming week, but you can find out more on the RSGB's own website. The RSGB is looking for two people to fill the important volunteer roles of Legacy Committee Chairman and Nominations Committee Chairman. Full details of the roles and committees can be found on the Society's website, which of course is rsgb.org. The CW Open for 2020 takes place over the first weekend of September and is sponsored by the CW Operators Club. The three sessions are all on the 5th of September, 0000 to 0359 UTC, then 1200 to 1559 UTC, and finally 2000 to 2359 UTC. See cwops.org for full details. Tim, G4YBU, and Richard, G8ITB, have planned a Summits on the Air activity weekend ending today the 23rd. The objective is to activate as many of the 15 summits in the southern SOTA region of England. The event is for everyone, and it's suggested that the popular 2-metre and 40-metre band are used, FM and SSB. For a detailed summit list, see sotadata.org.uk. International Lighthouses and Lightships Weekend is still going ahead this weekend. Participation will be dependent on local circumstances and government rulings regarding COVID-19 restrictions. See illw.net. Wirral ARS will be operating using GB2BHL from the club premises. Moray Firth ARS will be using GB0CSL from individual club members' homes. The RSGB has released two more 2019 convention presentations to its YouTube channel. The first one, Don Field G3XTT, talks about the fun and experience you can have by guest operating as part of a multi-operator contest or the expedition. In the second presentation, Nobby Styles G0VJG builds on that by giving details of the de-expedition to Wallis Island. You can watch both of on the RSGB YouTube channel, which is YouTube/TheRSGB. The Grid and Prefix Award Programme has announced a comprehensive digital awards programme. Awards are available for radio amateurs and shortwave listeners for confirmed grids and prefixes worked or heard using digital modes. Contacts made under any call sign you may have used in the past are valid for confirmations. There's no start time, so all confirmed digital contacts are acceptable. The programme accepts electronic confirmations. See gapawards.com. The RSGB 2020 construction competition is open for entries. There are four categories, including one specifically for people who are new to amateur radio. Deadline for entries is on the 25th of September. For more details on how to enter, see the RSGB's own website under construction competition. Now, for the special event news, since the change of regs applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. To commemorate the 75th anniversary of VJ Day, the RSGB has organised a VJ Day amateur radio marathon on the HF bands and 6 metres using SSB, CW and digital modes. 3 special UK call signs, GB75PEACE, that's P-E-A-C-E, GB1945PE, GB1945PJ, will be on the air until the 31st of August. August sees 2 GB80 special event stations on the air, marking the critical role that radar played in the Battle of Britain 80 years ago. GB80 BRS will be operated to commemorate Bordsey Radar Station in Suffolk, where radar was developed in the late 30s. This was the location of the world's first operational radar station. Activity will be 80 to 10 metres using SSB, CW and FT8. GB80CH Chain Home will be operated from Chelmsford in Essex. Now for DX News, many stations will be on the air this weekend from lighthouses around Europe and beyond. Listen out for T45 FM, CQ0ODX Portable, TM2LW, GB9UL and OV1LH, amongst many others. Full list at illw.net. Giorgio, YI-U5HWS, is with the military in Iraq and will be operating 40, 20 and 10 metres until the end of November. Now for the contest news, no RSGBHF contest this month, as August is the month traditionally reserved for summer holidays. Please remember to check before contest for new rules due to lockdown and social distancing. RSGB strongly advises obeying your own national and local government's advice first and foremost. On Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. Using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday the 30th, the UK Microwave Group's high band contest runs 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes on the 5.7 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Over the weekend of the 5th and 6th of September, 3 RSGB contests happening. On Saturday the 5th, there's the SSB Field Day that starts at 1300 UTC and the 144 Megs Trophy Contest that starts at 1400 UTC. On Sunday the 6th, there's the 5th 144 Megs Backpackers Contest starting at 1100 UTC. Sadly, the HF and VHF contest committees have come to the conclusion the government guidance on COVID-19 does not yet allow the restart of multi-operator sections in RSGB contests. As a result, the multi-operator sections in the 144 Megs Trophy contest have been removed. The single-operator sections will, of course, continue as usual. For the fifth 144 Megs Backpackers Contest and SSB Field Day, all sections are being restricted to single-operator entries only. The committees realise this announcement will disappoint some people, but they hope that many will be able to enter the contests as single-operators, whether from home or as portable stations. These contests normally bring exciting DX and weekend contest activity levels, which have been high this year, so please do come and have some fun. Rules for all RSGB contests are to be found at rsgbcc.org. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Sunspot Region 2772 was rotating off the sun's limb at the end of the week As a result, the solar flux index declined from 74 down to 71 as the sun's surface cleared. There was some activity. A solar storm cloud was hurled into space on the 16th of August by a slow-motion solar flare in the sun's southern hemisphere. The coronal mass ejection was due to sweep past Earth on the 20th. A group of three smaller coronal holes passed the sun's central meridian on Wednesday and Thursday, which could spell unsettled conditions at the weekend because of the solar wind emanating from them. NOAA predicts that the KP index will rise to 3 until the threat passes. This is not really high enough to cause big problems, but keep an eye on the KP index at solarham.com as a guide. Next week, NOAA has the SFI pegged at 71 to 72, reflecting a lack of sunspots. The KP index should be pegged at 2, at least until Sunday the 30th of August, when it could climb to 4. Look out for a potential positive pre-auroral phase enhancement, followed by a decline in maximum usable frequencies as any potential geomagnetic storm progresses. Current daytime MUFs over a 3,000-kilometre path are still in the 14 to 18 megahertz range, with nighttime MUFs covering 10 to 14 megs, according to propquest.co.uk. Now for VHF and up. Deep, low and gales over the northern and western parts of the British Isles is not an ideal summer holiday weather and not good for antennas either. In fact, this unsettled pattern will stay with us through to Thursday, when some models show temporary high pressure over the country to end the week. It's fair to say that not all models do this, and instead of a high, it's no more than a one-day weak ridge before further lows arrive. In terms of propagation, it's looking like another period of weather more suitable for gigahertz bands than rain scatter. Tropo may put in an appearance later in the week, but it might only be for a brief visit, and perhaps not with a well-developed inversion if it's a temporary visit. As an aside, it's particularly good summer. It is a particularly good period of summer tropo over the Mediterranean at the moment, with potential for east to west paths, say from EA to IT9 or IT9 to SV or 5B4. The sporadic e-season is hanging on, particularly for digital modes. The next week should continue to offer several nicely placed jet streams for paths into Europe. Note that the propquest.co.uk website, which contains a daily blog on weather triggers, may be more active, now contains a single sporadic E probability index, the EPI. This combines many of the contributory factors into one experimental index on a map showing where the chance of sporadic E is highest. Click on the map or enter your locator to overlay the ideal distance rings for sporadic E from your QTH. Moon declination is now negative and falling all week, and as a perigee was Friday, EME path losses are low but rising. Moon window will shorten as the week progresses. 144 meg sky temperatures are rising, peaking at over 3000K on Thursday, so your masthead preamps won't help. Read G4BAO's gigahertz band column from the April 2020 Radcom for an explanation of why. That's it from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me too until next week.